I'm Terry Clark, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, Country Gold Backstage.
You're listening to Country Gold. I'm Terry Clark, and joining me this week is a very dear, dear friend of mine. We have known each other many years. Call you my brother from another mother. Ty Herndon, how are you?
My sister from another mister.
Yay. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, it's been a new world for us, all of us touring artists. So we're just having to adjust a little bit and make the world a better place.
Well, you know, that's we have to believe there's a silver lining in everything that's been happening lately. And speaking of, have you been handling the pandemic okay? What have you been keeping yourself busy with?
Wow. You know what? Like you said, you've known me a long time. We'll get the serious stuff out of the way. Then we'll have some fun. But, you know, like everybody in this business, I wound up, you know, sitting in the corner and going, you know, hey, why have I worked my ass off for the last, you know, years of my life to have this major tour and book deal and documentary and all this stuff, and then you know, have it just flush down the toilet. And I got very caught up in a victim mode for a minute, and you know, I was very upset. I was angry more than anything, to be honest with you. And you know my story, man. I've been out there, you know, with my foundation and with, you know, with Love and Acceptance, just you know, working with kids and all the stuff I've been doing. And I found myself actually about to crumble, almost a little bit of a nervous breakdown, and which surprised me. But you know, Terry Clark, I know I met your mama, and I know you got a strong mama, even though she's in heaven now, she's with you. But my mama lives out in Bellevue right now, and she gave me a call. And I said, hey, Mom. And she goes, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm just sitting here. She goes, hey, I got a question for you. She goes, this is going to take a minute. Get a cup of coffee. And so I sat down at the table with a cup of coffee. And Mom said, okay, son, you know that platform you have that you go out there and you tour? And I said, yes, ma'am, you mean the stage. I said, she goes, did I say a stage? I said, she goes, I did not. I said, the platform you have where you go to talk to kids and you go and you speak to people and help make a difference in their lives. I said, yes, ma'am, my platform. She goes, well, how much is it? It's obviously for sale because you're not using it. So I'm going to put it on Facebook and sell it, because if you're not going to use it, I'm sure someone wants it. And my mother, who rarely ever says a cuss word, she said, you get your ass up right now and you figure this out.
Yeah, well, and they'll do that.
And she did, and so I did, because, you know, I knew she wasn't going to come over with a belt because you know, she couldn't hug me or be around me. But, you know, I knew that she would eventually. And, you know, and I really just had to pick myself up and go, wait a minute. You know, we haven't lost everything. It just looks differently. We'll be out touring again one day, and this will happen again, and this will happen again. And what a great time just to kind of regroup. And so I had a really awesome moment to sit down and work on the foundation. And, you know, I had a couple of months of that, and then start doing some online shows and just figuring out how to help other artists. And so the Ty Herndon Foundation for Love and Acceptance, not only, it was not just something that was for, you know, our LGBTQ kids out there, but it also became, we partnered with the Academy of Country Music, Lifting Lives, because so many of my brothers and sisters, you know, who are used to touring and bandmates and stuff are losing their houses and their home, you know, and their cars. And so just wanted to, you know, do, hopefully do what I've learned to do best. And that's just, you know, jump in the current of helping and try to make a difference. And so basically the end of my story is this. I sat in the corner for about 2 weeks, mama kicked my butt, and I'm back out there doing what I hope I do best.
Yeah, well, you know what? Moms just know, and that's their job, is to kick our butts when we deserve it and we need it, and we need a little, you know, that was her way of letting you know that everything's going to be okay. And you're just so lucky to have her, you know.
Remember a long time ago, she said to you, you know, your mama may be in heaven, but she's happy. She'll also kick your butt anytime you need her to.
Well, I still think, I think she still does sometimes, you know, and, in her way from where she is. And she had, they can watch us from, yes, yeah. she was, and I feel her with me all the time. And, you know, you, in the middle of all of this, you've also decided to hold your annual concert for Love and Acceptance. That's normally at the Wild Horse Saloon. This year you're doing it online, and you've got some great partners involved, and I'm actually going to be on it as well. I'm excited to be a part of it this year.
I am so, you know what, well, you were my first phone call. So you're actually my first phone call before I even decided to do it online, remember? I was like, you got to be a part of this again. And because we were planning on being a television special anyway. And so it's been a miracle that we've been able to pull this together. But at the same time, it's not really been that hard. I've called a few friends, and my awesome friend Kristen Chenoweth is hosting with me, and Cody Allen. And of course, we're announcing you on Friday, which is a great thing, and we're not allowed to say yet, but I think you know a few of the lineup already. It's incredible that the people that are coming on board in this crazy time that, you know, we've been living in, from honoring people's lives to getting our business back up and running. And I think there was no better time than to have the Concert for Love and Acceptance that goes out to help our community in country music, and for our youth as well. So I'm just so thankful you're rendering a song for us, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. Have you been doing a lot of online performances from home and kind of trying to, you know, stay connected to your fans in that way?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't do them for a while. I was just, you know, I was too busy watching Billy Dean. He was dominating everybody. You know, yeah. Billy in his kitchen, you know, doing dishes, just talking to people. I'm like,
oh God, he's so funny. I was too busy watching Billy in his kitchen.
Put your shirt on and sing, dude. It's all good, but you know, yes. Yeah, so we started doing it. We launched something pretty cool this year, because I was like, okay, I could do these things online, and. But how can we take these things that are online and help the venues out there that are 200 seats to 1,000 seat that are struggling right now? You know, they could possibly go away. And I thought to myself, the phone's not ringing right now for tour dates. And so what can we do differently? And so I got, you know, we got together with management and team. I said, look, let's call them. Yeah, don't wait for them to call us, because what we want to do is we wanted to create now that social distancing is working and clubs are opening back up, but you know, they can only have so many people, half of what they would normally have. So we just went out to some of the smaller venues and said, hey, we'll completely split the profit with you. You know, you promote it to your mailing list and we'll promote it to our fans. And hey, you know, we can't do drive-ins like Keith Urban's doing right now, but you sure can put a big screen TV up there and you can, you know, sell drinks to your patrons and we can still do a show. And so that's been pretty successful in helping, the medium venues, to smaller venues, just, you know, stay open, because you and I both know, and the fans know too. If we don't have venues, y'all, we're going to be stuck in these computer screens forever.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Oh,
so
oh God,
that's what
so
I've been
funny.
Doing, man. I've become a foundation interpreter and entrepreneur, and I've learned so much about it. And I've been so more involved in my business than I've ever been. I'm just kind of driving the ship. I mean, you kind of always done that. You know, I've learned a lot from you as well, Ms. Clark. But you know, it's felt really good to have people looking to you for some answers, and instead of sitting over in the corner going, "Help me."
I know. I appreciate you doing what you do, and you've got so much going on, and it's hard not playing on the road. You know, this is what we do. This is how we connect to people. And, it's for the first time in our lives, we're sitting at home, not being able to use our gift to make a difference. And we're doing what we can do as much as we can do online. So I'm glad you're continuing with your benefit show this year. And you mentioned Billy Dean earlier about him doing dishes in his house online. we talked to him a few weeks ago, and he was saying he knew you before you even had a record deal. So take us back to that time.
Oh wow, man! You know, I think if we're on the same page with this, I think I knew him when I worked at Opryland and a theme park. But I had done some shows in Texas as well with Billy before we got our record deals, you know, along with Little Texas and Trace Adkins and Tracy Lawrence and, you know, all those guys. We were running at the same circuit in Texas, and it's so interesting and awesome. See, Mark Chestnut, you know, we were all playing the same clubs, and it was just so cool to see, you know, all those Texas acts being signed during the 90s and everybody being successful. And so that was pretty cool. And so, Billy, such a huge fan. We had him on Love and Acceptance a few years ago. And we're also doing, during Love and Acceptance, this is a 90-minute show on June 30th. We're looking back at some of our favorite performances as well. And, you know, Billy will be one of those. So along with Vince Gill and just, and Shelley Wright and a few of our friends. And if you guys, since we have your attention, if you want to go to my website, tyherndon.com, there is a donate button there, and know you're donating money for Academy of Country Music Lifting Lives. And we're just trying to replenish that account so that you can help our musician friends out there and others who need it as well. So check that out if you would, please. That'd be really nice of you.
I said the other day to a friend of mine, I said, well, I said, just don't get the whipped cream, get the strawberries and give me your $5.
That's awesome. Oh God. Oh Lord. Well, you know what, while we're talking about, you know, we've been discussing a lot of about the Concert for Love and Acceptance. It's going to take place Tuesday, June 30th online. Your special guest is going to be Tanya Tucker, who's pretty special herself. She did the show 2 years ago as well. And man, has she ever had a great year. Can you describe your friendship with Tanya Tucker?
Oh my God. You know, Tanya and I both have, you know, gone through, we've had some large mountains in our life that we've had to climb and some big roadblocks we've had to tear down. And, you know, I think we have that in common, just the ability to overcome things in our life that's gotten in our way. And we've been able to come out on the other side of it healthy and happy, but we have a great friendship, man. She's just been so good to me. I was on tour with her for a good long while. And one of the few country artists I haven't been on tour with is Terry Clark. And maybe one day she'll call me and ask me. I just want to put that little jab in there.
You are funny.
Yeah, I know. So Tanya's been, she's been amazing. And she's, I mean, come on. She's had one a hell of a year and a half. Come on now.
You know, no, it's just been crazy. Kidding.
It's a funny story because, you know, Kristen Chenoweth, who is my friend, but she's a huge, you know, a Tony Award winning, Emmy Award winning star. And, you know, we announced this. We went out with Kristen Chenoweth and Tanya Tucker opening the show, you know, and Tanya dominated the news feed. And Kristen called me. She goes, "What am I, chopped liver?" And I said, "Hey, I put your picture right there with Tanya. So, you know, call your publicity team. You might need to just get a better publicity picture. I'm not sure."
Oh my God!
we had a big laugh about that because we know that, you know, what a year Tanya's had. And so, and Kristen was, of course, kidding. She's funny as heck. And so she can't wait to meet you, by the way.
I can't wait to meet her. Every time we threaten to meet each other, something happens.
So. a pandemic. Yeah.
No kidding. I know. Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
It's going to be great. You know, and maybe next year we'll have my manager and I said, you know, everybody that's doing the show this year, maybe we can wrangle them all to come back next year as we, you know, actually do our television special and, you know, have the opportunity to all come together one night. So I'm already thinking that far ahead. And it's been, in launching this foundation, Terry, has been just such a blessing, because I don't know if you people know about launching a foundation, but it's like having a yard full of hedgehogs and you got to go out there and put mothballs and all that.
I know.
It's a year and a half process. And we finally were able to launch the Ty Herndon Foundation for Love and Acceptance. And so I'm hoping 10 years from now, I'll be working for that and singing for y'all, you know, a few days a month. We'll see what happens, but it's pretty cool to be able to see that in print. I just, to be honest with you, it kind of brought me to tears.
So we are talking about your Concert for Love and Acceptance on June 30th, and there's going to be more guests announced as we get closer. Can you give us any hints as to who's... this show is actually airing on the 28th, Ty, FYI, so it's a couple days before. Are there any other hints as to who's going to be on the show that we may not know about?
Well, there are. There's a handsome television star whose last name's Bomer, and there's... did I say that out loud? And
then there's, you did.
And then there's this lady that's I think her husband is Tom Hanks. I think she's married to him. She's a pretty lady, and she sings really good. And then there's two big old modern country stars. One was on American Idol. She's got long blonde hair. That's all I can say.
And yeah, and then we have 90s or 80s, 90s country act who's, I'm still waiting on her to call me back. She's your mutual friend, but I think she's in. Yeah. And yeah, her name is, she has a famous dad. How am I doing, Terry? Am I giving good hints?
She has a famous dad. Well, there are, oh, I might know who you're talking about.
You might, yeah.
Yeah, but there are a few people with famous dads. So Miley Cyrus is going to be on the show?
You know, let's reverse that. There's a famous dad with her that possibly could be talked about. So we'll see. Yeah.
Oh gosh! Wow,
it's that, killing me. It's killing.
There are a lot of people with famous dads. That's kind of a broad hint.
It is a broad hint, you know. But one of them has a sugar tree. So,
oh,
you
know, I might know that one. I might know that song. I might actually know how to sing that song.
Yeah, and I actually just put the pressure on her by saying that. So that's all right. So,
oh, there you go. Good. Well, we're both putting pressure on her. Hey, on another subject, can we talk about your new album that you just released last year called Got It Covered? I mean, it's no secret. You're one of my favorite singers of all time. Like, I could listen to you sing The Phone Book and just, you're just such an incredible vocalist. So tell me about some of the songs tell us about some of the songs you recorded.
The last two albums were so serious. I was like, okay, people get it now. You're serious. You're serious about music. And I was like, I want to have some fun now. This is what I got into this business for. And I knew some of my songs that have been around for, you know, since the Ark came over. I thought it was time for a coat of paint. So we just kind of reimagined a few of the hits, which I actually got the idea from Leanne Rimes. And I thought she did a cool job with it. And Eric Halbig and I just kind of reimagined the songs. But then, if you know anything about me, you've seen my show, you know that I love singing other people's songs. I mean, I've even covered, you know, a couple of your songs in my show. So I just love it. You know, it's got to be my friends, somebody that I know and love. So this album, I just said, well, let's do that. Let's just, and we did. I went in, I love Mark Cohen. We did Walking in Memphis. I love Carrie. You know, she's been very nice to me. We did So Small, and we just did, I say we because, you know, it wasn't all me. I have a beautiful team of people that certainly helped me. So got it covered. I covered my own songs and some friends' songs. And
oh, great.
It's a fun album. And I put a few dance mixes on there because, nothing wrong with dancing around your kitchen, scrambling some eggs. Hey.
Well, I can't wait to hear your version of Better Things to Do. I mean, you know, just saying. I'm your friend.
If there was ever a time that song would be relevant, it's right now.
I know.
Shall
no
I?
Kidding.
I have better things to do.
Wait on
you, Lady Corona. Lord God.
I mean, we should just do an album of covers related to the pandemic. You know, there are a bunch of them out there. Too much time on my hands.
Yes.
I actually just did a cover of that and released it to Instagram. Yeah, my band
that's
and I cut.
That's not the Dierks Bentley project, is it?
No, that's a different project. There's lots of projects going on.
That's super fun. He went all Chris Gaines. He created this character.
I'm still not sure it's Dierks Bentley under all that. I'm not really convinced. I was getting kind of attached to Doug, actually.
He hasn't called me back either, so get on his butt. Maybe we can still get him for Love and Acceptance, and maybe we can get a performance from the two of you with that song.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine? It's quite the song,
awesome.
Ty. It's quite the
it's
song.
It's so awesome. I'd listened to it 10 times. It was so fun.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
And the video. It's amazing.
And the bad thing is you walk around singing it in your head, and then finally it just starts coming out of your mouth. So you'd be walking down the street singing, "You Make It Hard," and people are looking at you like, "What on earth are you singing?" I just can't stop. I can't stop it once it gets in my head.
I'll be honest with you. I probably sent it to 20 people. It was just so great. So I love it.
Oh, gosh.
Too much time on my hands. That's on another record that's coming. So that's awesome, too. I can. You did Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. You've often covered some songs like I did.
Yeah, we actually... We just went in the studio and we cut a series of three covers for Instagram. We're just going to release them over the next few weeks, but Too Much Time on My Hands. And I think the one out now is Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney Spears.
For Britney. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, it's not what people would expect. So that's why we're doing it.
I can't wait to hear. I expect a sneak peek from that. All right.
Yes, exactly. I'll send it to you. I'm going to send you the mix. I just, please, you know, figure people need to laugh right now, need to have fun. And a lot of people are going to comfort TV and comfort music. What's your comfort music? Like, what do you want to listen to when you want to just feel like the world is all okay?
Listen, it's a weird one for me. I'm really into this European artist named Calum Scott right now, and his album, his current album is amazing. And I got some weird taste here, you guys, but most of you have probably never heard of it. I'm an Ireland band called The Coors. I think you have. I mean, I'm really weird. I love my comfort album of all time, though, is Hillary Scott's Love Remains. I've listened to that a lot during this pandemic because you know how spiritual I am, but she did a solo album. I love Lady Antebellum, but Hillary, I've known her since she was 5 years old. And that album is a go-to for me because it's real spiritually uplifting and happy. So I love it. And wait a minute. I want to go back a minute. Did I not record a cover with you? I believe I did.
Did we record? Oh, you did. Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. Only grows when it's on a vine. Oh, yeah, well, there is a delay, obviously. We're like staggering each other.
Yes, I'll sing that with you.
So, yeah, I had a bunch of guests on that album, and you were one of them, and you just had such a rich, beautiful harmony part on that. And that's an old Linda Ronstadt recording. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Neil Young, I think, wrote that song, and he recorded it one time too. And I did a bunch of covers. And I mean, I've been listening to a lot of like 70s light rock and stuff from my childhood, Starland Vocal Band.
What are you listening to? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and do you have a TV show, like any kind of, are you binge watching something that makes you feel good? Like maybe an old show that you watched when you were a kid?
I'm almost embarrassed to say there's two of them. And, I've been binge watching Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island?
Gilligan's Island.
I don't believe I'd have told that.
Here on Gilligan's Island. That's one of those songs like the Golden Girls. You know every word to the jingle at the show beginning. But and I've also I've been watching, not a lot of Netflix, but old shows. I did a marathon one day when I couldn't leave my house of Andy Griffith, of course. You know, that was pretty funny. And
yeah, those are good too. Like the old black and white TV shows. Doesn't it just take you back to a time when everything was just simple and easy?
Yeah, I don't know that I want to go back there, but you know, I want a better time for today, but. Let's sing some song jingles and see if you know this one. You are my wife. Goodbye, city life. What's the rest of that?
I don't know. See, I was raised in Canada. We might have had different jingles.
You didn't have Green Acres?
We had Green Acres. We had different jingles. Ours were frozen jingles.
Goodbye, city life, Green Acres, here we come. Yeah, okay, well, that was...
What about this one? What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us?
Oh, of course.
There ain't no nothing we can love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la. What show was that?
MASH?
No!
I don't think we had that show.
Family Ties.
Family Ties, and it gets back again on Lifetime.
Oh, sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Oh my God. I'll be honest with you. Honestly, I didn't watch that one. I didn't. I was probably singing at a church somewhere.
Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah, that's back when my mom and dad would let me have a TV probably. So.
Oh, I know. So crazy. Ty, you got any stories or anything about 90s artists that you toured with back in the day or friends of yours that we can build some of their music in around? Because we're playing you a lot on the show. I already did the song logs for it. You're coming out of every section pretty much because you've got so many hits. But what's some of your most memorable times of the 90s and people that you feel a kinship with that you can, you know, dig up some dirt on?
Gonna,
or maybe not start, dirt, but tell stories.
I'm going to start with honoring somebody that we lost, because, you know, we lost it was my label mate, the amazing Joe Diffie. And we lost him during the pandemic. And I am so looking forward to when we could all gather at the Opry House and honor him, because that so needs to happen. I mean, I was on tour with him. He was my label mate, and what an incredible man. And he was supported me through some really tough times and gave me a lot of great advice. So Ships That Don't Come In, Joe Diffie, I'll request that you play that, please, because that song helped me through some really hard times, and I already miss him. And that's a tough one. That was a tough loss for us in country music, and we didn't get together for him. So I hope that we do soon.
I hope so too. You know, he deserves to be remembered and honored the way he should be. So I hope that we get to, do that. Absolutely. And a lot of Opry members who pass on get a memorial service at the Ryman or at the Opry House. And so, you know, I'm assuming that the same will follow for Joe. But, you know, we've had a lot of artists talking about Joe and Ships That Don't Come In. Such an amazing song. And he was such a great singer. I mean, you and Joe Diffie, I mean, there are about three or four guys from the 90s that I just think sang circles around everybody else. And you two were definitely two of them.
Thank you. Listen, if you want to, I don't know if you can dig this up, you might not even be able to play it, but there is a song that Joe recorded with me called Hatful of Rain, and you can clearly hear him singing on it. So it's on, I think it's on the Big Hopes album, but I could be wrong about that. I get a little lost in my albums, but if not, you guys go check it out. You know, I'd rather you play Ships That Don't Come In, but that's a gorgeous song. And, we were just talking about transitioning here. I got to sing with you, of course, and you know, you should play that song, of course. You know, when we talked about it, go ahead and play that, because you know, maybe people can hear me singing, because you had me so far back in the mix. I don't even know. Maybe they'll recognize me. But
oh God, are you gonna say that again? I'll give you my mix engineer's phone number, and you can take it up with him.
You guys get a little taste of what we go through as friends. This is cool.
Okay. So, here I am with Ty Herndon. It's Ty Herndon. You can hear way in the back there on Love is a Rose. Everybody, here we go. way back there.
Hold on a second. Is that
So, gosh. Speaking of music, are you got any new music that you're working on, or you think you're going to be starting to work on as soon as you can get back in the studio and do some stuff?
We already did. You know, this was a cool, clever idea, I thought, you know, to do the covers thing, because it seems like today you got to have a clever idea to go with, with what you're doing. So, I mean that in the best of way, just to get people's interest, of course, you know, just to say, hey, that's something cool you did. I'm doing an album next that I'm going back over my 7 albums at Sony Epic, and I'm going to pick, you know, 6 songs from, actually I had 6 albums on Sony, excuse me. I'm going to pick a song I thought should be a hit, and I thought should have been a radio single. Because there were always those that the label picked, you know, you've been through this, and then they go with something else. And I have clear memories of that. So I'm doing an album called Missed Hits, and just for the fun of it, and go back and kind of recut those songs and for the fans to hear. And I'm doing. Are you sitting down, Terry Clark? I'm sure you are.
Yes, I'm sitting down.
Because your phone will be ringing for this. I'm doing a duets album with my favorite girl singers.
Ooh, you better call me, and you can put me way back in the mix.
I'm not going to put you back. I'm going to put you in the row, baby. That's how it goes.
I would be honored, and I would love to sing with you. It's a dream come true to sing with you. You
guys are hearing
it
now. We've been
amazing.
Talking about that forever, but that you're getting the scoop, the first scoop that we're doing.
All right.
That, so.
Well, you let me know what you want me to sing, and I'll be there with bells on to sing it.
Oh, we're going to write it. This is an original album. It's not covers.
Oh, we're going to write it. I like to write songs too. I just sounded like a Muppet when I said, oh, we're going to write it.
Oh, you sounded so Canadian.
I know, right?
I know, right?
I know. I'm so excited. Well, I want to thank you so much, Ty. Is there anything we didn't cover that you want to talk about that's up and coming or going on right now? I know we're all scrambling to find things to do right now.
Yes, absolutely. Well, actually, one of the cool things we're doing, and I'm going to do a shameless commercial right now, because our Patreon page is we've got a bunch of people on there, and it's kind of an exclusive fan club thing. It's $10 a month, but the fans get to chat with me, and we do kind of special songs, and they get recipes. They're actually in the kitchen with me live, so those kind of things. I miss the old fan club days, and so this was the one medium I found that the fans could really connect, and it's an investment with a club of people, and I always want to be fair because I know a lot of people can't afford $10 a month. Of course, I know that. But so everything graduates out of the Patreon onto, Facebook and Instagram and stuff, after 5 or 6 weeks. So, but it is kind of fun, we have a lot of fun on Patreon. So just a little fun thing if you guys want to check it out.
Absolutely. And you can go, you have a website. Is it tyherndon.com?
Yeah, but you can just go to garthbrooks.com and send me all his money. It'd be great. Yes, tyherndon.com. Yes.
We could all probably live, we could live and our grandchildren's grandchildren could live on that. So that'd be awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
We could.
I know.
That's another one. I haven't called me back yet. I'm calling him out.
Okay. So this episode's Country Gold. This episode of Country Gold is Ty Herndon calling everybody out. So yes. Call Ty Herndon back, everybody.
I'll be back. Absolutely. Well, if not, believe me, I know where all of you live.
Everybody's going to start locking their doors. Oh, gosh. Here he comes. I want to thank you so much, Ty, for joining me this week. This was a lot of fun. And, just letting everybody know that the Concert for Love and Acceptance takes place online this Tuesday, June 30th. And for more information, they can go to tyherndon.com. And you have Instagram, you have Twitter, you have Facebook, and all of those things. If people want to find you, make sure there is a blue check mark, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, please do.
Thanks so much, Ty. Thanks for being here. It's great catching up with you.
You're my favorite. I love you. Bye.
You're mine. Love you too. Bye.
Country Gold with Terry Clark.